65 tonight.
Had the neat opportunity to go to a town meeting last night and just open up our Hamlin town meeting in prayer. Nice people over there. Know a few of them. And there was a guy there whose tie, no kidding, stopped here. And he just owned it. That's what he was going for. And it just, by his appearance, did not grab me as someone who wore a tie a lot. And just, am I making that up, Joe? All right, very good. All right. He was with me. Isaiah 55 in verse 7. Isaiah 55, 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Lord, just even after praying, Lord, looking over that list again. And Lord, I pray that we would bear one another's burdens, and we would continue to bring these requests to you. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage us through these words tonight, through your word. Lord, help us. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to draw your attention to verse 8. It says this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Couple things here that we see. Obvious passage or obvious thoughts concerning this is two things. We have thoughts and we have ways. Pretty clear here. We are able, God has given us the ability to think. Some people use it more than others. And also, He has given us a free will to choose our own way, which is quite remarkable. But therein lies true love. For if we were forced or manipulated in such a way to love or to act in a certain way, is it really love? So God in His infinite wisdom made us with the ability to think and the ability to choose. Choose our own path. Choose our own way. But He reminds us, I just want to let you know, man, that we think differently and we act differently. And He says, we're actually so far different that the measure between the way that you think or the way that you do things and the way that I do things is the same measure from earth to heaven. It's not like here and here. It's almost immeasurable. And He says, my ways are so much different than your ways. How is that? Why is that? Well, He has a lot more information than you and I do. And He has the ability to see all things. So His way is different than my way. So which way is right? His way. You know, we could pick an argument, maybe concerning politics or social issues. Now, not ones that violate the scripture. I mean, please. You know, there's certain social issues that are just sin and wrong. But, okay, how about, you know, this or that? Or should we be in, you know, this country fighting or not? And there could be points to both sides. Should we raise tariffs or economic issues? And we can both come at it in two different points. Is that how it is between our thoughts and God's thoughts? No. Is that how it is with God's way and my way? Well, God, you just do it a little bit differently. We're both going to end up at the same spot, right? If we both start here and I'll go this way and he goes this way, well, we end up... That's not how it is. His ways are much different than the way we do things. So how do you know that? Well, one obvious way is Jesus Christ. That's not how I would have saved the world. To give up the most beloved and begotten Son. To experience all of the ridicule and the mockings and yet do no wrong. That's not my way. That's God's way. And we begin to see, even in salvation, just the very approach to salvation, yeah, God and I think differently. But not only do we think differently, our ways are different. What God does is different than what I do. And it's not, well, we're kind of on equal planes here. And maybe if I could just explain it a little bit. Again, dealing with my children tonight. Hudson was running around in the gym before and I called him out. I said, son, why don't you sit down here with me? Why, Dad? What did I do? You don't understand. I was up there. I wasn't doing anything. And he wanted me to understand his point of view. Well, his way was wrong. But he thought he was right. And so it is with us and the Lord. We think we're doing what we ought to be doing. God says, no, you're not doing it right. Proverbs chapter 25. I want to show you a couple verses. Tonight, the clock is somewhat of our enemy. But we will do our best to get through and relieve our King's Club workers, lest they get tarred and feathered. That's what happens if you leave them in there too long. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 21. Maybe we won't look at all our verses tonight, but we will look at some. Proverbs 25:21 says, "If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat." Yeah, that's not how I would do things. If my enemy's hungry, victory dance. I'm eating in front of him. This? If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. Yeah, God's ways and my ways are different. Matthew chapter 5. Well, we're both right. No, we're both not right. We're not both right. God's right, I'm not. If ever there's a discrepancy between how God wants me to act and the way I'm acting, the problem is with me. Because His ways, it doesn't say His ways are different than my ways. It uses a very specific word, higher, insinuating that His ways are better. It's not different, they're better. You will not be able to justify the differences between you and God and convincing God that your way is just as good as His. No problem. Do you want water? I have some over there. All right, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 38. "Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." Yeah, that's not how we do things. I'm sorry, we get even. That's not God's way. What did Christ do? When they smote him, did he punch him back? We've all seen the superhero movies, right? There's Spider-Man standing in the hall. The bully comes up and he pushes him. You just push Spider-Man with superhuman strength. And all of a sudden the captain of the football team's jammed up against the lockers because of this scrawny little guy. What would have happened if Christ, just for a moment in his power, moved against the soldiers? You say, wow, they would be blown across the room. They wouldn't even be in the same universe. But that's not what he did. And if any man will sue thee at the law to take thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Hey, you stole my coat. Here, you almost forgot my shoes. Take those too. Now our ways are different. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. So what are you reading? I'm reading the way of God. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. I read this passage and I think, yeah, my way and God's way is a little bit different. In Romans chapter 12 and verses 19 through 20, 21, talks about vengeance. And whose responsibility? It's God's responsibility for vengeance. No, I need to get even. No, you don't. That's not the way of the Lord. God's ways are different. Not only are His ways different, so are His thoughts. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll just look briefly at this and then we'll look at one more thought and then we'll be done. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians 2:11 says, "For what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is in him?" You know what? If I see Chet acting a little strange, you know, there's a... I don't mean to pick on Chet. I'll move off of Chet. If I see someone acting in a way that's somewhat uncharacteristic, I as a school teacher or a school administrator or a pastor, I will reach out and say, hey, what's going on? Help me understand where you're coming from. And after hearing their story, Ms. Aldred, we can relate. Say, oh, I see why you're doing that. Because man can reason with man. And man understands man, but explain to me God. Why does God do the things that He does? I don't know. Man cannot understand those things. He's not been created to do that. Because God's thoughts are way higher than man's thoughts. It says here, as we finish this one verse, it says, "Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." God knows what He's doing, and He knows what you're doing. So God understands God, and He understands man. Man understands man. So when things happen in our life that are completely out of our control, and go, I just don't understand. Correct. Nor will you ever. Because you don't understand the Spirit of God. And we have to be content in that sometimes. Sometimes we have to be content with not knowing why. We have to be content in not understanding everything. Because his thoughts are just higher than mine. And as much as I might want to, and as much as I would like to have that knowledge, that's just not for here. Not until I get the mind of Christ, maybe, and then will I even care. The way of man versus the way of God. The thoughts of man versus the thoughts of God. And then in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 10, we're told about His words. Oh, the powerful Word of God. It says, as snow falls to the earth and goes into the earth. Today I was standing at the window and I'm watching it snow, just like Brother Bauman said. It looked like mid-January. I mean, it was coming down those big flakes, lake effect, and it was just like, that's cool. I like that. I like seeing that. And I'm watching it. And all of the snow I have ever seen, I'm 40 years old, all the snow I have ever seen has always fallen down. I've never gone out and go, wait a second, it's coming up off the ground, going right up into heaven. That is not what happens. Say, why is that? Because God said it's not going to. The snow falls to the earth, and it brings forth water, and then all of a sudden we get bud. When I read it, I thought of you. I couldn't help it. Yeah. And then he says, so is my word. My word has purpose. My word will not return void. It will accomplish that which I sent it to do, he says. You know who that relies on? God. The power of his word is the pressure or the responsibility of making God's word the most powerful thing relies on the authority of God. That's not me. It's not me saying, well, the Bible is this or the. That's God saying, I've made my word a very high premium. It is the words of life. John chapter 6. Look there. John chapter 6 and verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. Their spirit and life. Matthew chapter 4. We're going to flip quick. I'm going to start reading when I get there. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What does that mean? It is food for your soul. You can't live without it. It is life. The Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, right? Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What is it? It is a guide to me. Say, oh, I've wasted so much time studying my Bible. Said no one ever. Ever. It's right up there with, I've prayed too much and I've been too much of a witness for Jesus Christ. No one says that. Because there's something special about the Word of God, that it will not return void. We waste our time on a lot of things, but the Word of God is never a waste. It is a guide and a light. I talk to a lot of young people that just have no idea where they're going with their life. And unfortunately, a lot of young people fail to look in the guidebook. What does God want? What is His way? What does He think about things? John chapter 15. We're almost done. John 15. In verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Not only is the word of God life, not only is it a guide, but it's also cleansing. I don't know about you, but I'm still a sinner. I still sin. And it takes the Word of God to clean me up. And that's how it's always been. That's how it'll always be. The Word of God has a way of cleaning us up. And there's no one too dirty that the Word of God can't clean. Last verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. It says that you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. God has a way for you. He has a plan for you. There's a way that he wants you to walk. See, I know what it is. How about you ask him? Because he thinks differently. He acts differently. And he can use the Word of God to show you that. So as we're here tonight, and I look over that list of prayer requests, I think, God, what are you doing? And then I have to remember, I don't know. But whatever it is that you want to do with me in it, I'm open to it. However it is that you want me in that plan, I'm willing. However you want to apply the Word of God to me, or how you want me to use it, show me. Because there's a way of man and there's a way of God. There's a thought of man and there's a thought of God, and there's the Word of God that excels far past anything I could ever do. Let's all stand. I was teasing the people at Hilton East. Old people are fun to tease. You know, you just, not like that, but, you know, not like I, you know, steal their walker or anything like that. But, you know, they like the old people jokes, you know. I'm like, oh, people are running late, you know, traffic bad. And they're looking at me. I'm like, you all live here. Like, there is no traffic. There should be no reason for any delay. And they're like, oh, we get it. And so someone was coming in late. They're like, traffic was bad. You know, now they're cutting up with it, you know. And but I appreciate you being here. We see snow and we kind of get a little nervous. My dad was all up in arms today and over snow. Maybe you were up in arms today over snow. Roger was driving out to Jamestown today or somewhere and far. And that stinks. I think Wayne County got almost a foot. Is that true? Anybody know anything about Wayne County? It's Wayne County. Really. I mean, anyways. How about out towards your dad? All right. He's probably buried. He's probably just shut in and closed in. But please be careful. It is the winter season. So be careful going in and out. We'll do our very best to try and keep it safe for you coming in and out. But please be careful. Walk slowly. An extra 3 seconds to get to your vehicle will not put you that far behind. All right. Be careful pulling out too, going around that corner. Sometimes it could be plowed, and then throughout service that wind kicks up. And if there's ever a real safety issue, we'll have people go the opposite way. But again, it's dark. Not all the lights are working out there all the time. Some of the time they do work. And so be careful of kids driving around. Just be slow. All right. And, once you get out on the highway, Ms. Dickinson, you could kick it into fifth gear. I know you love that, and she wants to push people up against. And anyways, go ahead and do that, but in the parking lot, please be careful. All right. Johnny, will you dismiss us in prayer tonight?